V&A Community Services has been quietly doing some of the most important work in Knox County, delivering meals, providing benefit assistance, and supporting local seniors who need it the most. Coming up on Saturday, they're throwing a party to bring the whole community in on the missions. It's called Raise and Graze, and it's free. So joining us in studio, Michael Bennett from V&A Community Services, here to talk more about it. Michael, welcome back. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to come.
Well, and jump right into it. We'll start with the basics. What is Raise and Graze, and what's the goal?
Oh, well, Raise and Graze is our capstone event to top off our Sunshine for Seniors month-long fundraiser, and it is a wonderful food truck festival that we've set up with 7 food trucks, both local and some that are a little out of the area as well. But then we're going to have live music from 11 to 7. We're actually even going to present a wonderful Community Beacon Award to Miss Shirley Chu. I know she was on just earlier before me. I got to get a nice hug before I came in, so that's always fun. And, yeah, we're going to have nonprofit resources there as well, and family-friendly activities. We're also going to have a professional face painter there, so if you see a certain executive director as Ziggy Stardust by the end of it, don't just leave your judgments at the gate. I'd appreciate it.
That's who I go with, too.
Before we talk more about the event Saturday, help people understand what V&A Community Services actually does here in Knox County.
Absolutely. We are the premier senior social services agency of Knox County. We are based out of Galesburg, but we serve the entirety of Knox County with programs and services that either maintain or improve the quality of life for Knox County seniors so that they can remain thriving in their homes. Now, that casts a pretty large umbrella, but we managed to accomplish that mission by offering programs like our home-delivered meals program. We are actually on track right now to serve over 45,000 meals this year. Since 2020, we've served 280,000 meals through our home-delivered meals program. So it is not a lightweight program. We accomplish a lot with our small but mighty force of V&A staff. Love you guys. Shout out to the staff at V&A and all of our wonderful volunteers as well. But yeah, we're kind of like a one-stop shop for senior citizens. We are a community focal point, so you can come to our senior center over there on Grand Avenue in between the PZs and the Maid Right. That's pretty much how I do all directions. Yeah. is in some sort of proximity of where's best to eat. So wonderful, wonderful spot. You know, we've got that full-service gym in there, which is great for our senior citizens. It's free. They're able to come in and work on those treadmills, on those ellipticals. You don't have to worry about, you know, the dude bras coming in and tearing off their shirts and roaring. I mean, I might do it once a day at most, okay. But that's about it. It's just a really great place for community seniors to come congregate, maybe get a meal from our congregate meal program, you know, see the steam rising off of that. And that's actually served at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday at our Galesburg site. We would like you to reserve your meal at least a day in advance. That way we can cut down on waste. But very popular program as well. We're on track to serve about 8,000 meals through that program alone here in the Galesburg area. And that is welcome to anyone in Knox County if you can make it to our senior center. And you're 60 or above. It might be 65. I need my program director here. But it's just a great place for folks to come together and battle that social isolation that we see our senior citizens fighting on a daily basis, and just get support from the community.
Well, like you mentioned, 280,000 meals. That's just in the last 6 years. So is the need growing?
Oh, absolutely. Exponentially growing. As we're seeing our boomers aging more and getting more into senior citizenship, we're finding that the need is outgrowing the funding, especially. But that doesn't keep us from doing everything that we can to make sure that Knox County seniors don't have to go without.
Michael Bennett from V&A Community Services. Our guests are hosting Raise and Graze this Saturday at Thrive Community Services on Windish Drive. So, Michael, talk about Saturday a little more. What are people going to find when they show up on Saturday?
They're going to find a lot of good times and smiling folks. I want to give a shout out to Thrive Community Services. This festival would not be possible without their wonderful folks out there making sure that we can get it done. A little shout out to their residents as well. They were very instrumental in creating the Sunshine Suns that we have all over the county right now, with local businesses supporting the cause as well with Sunshine for Seniors. So Thrive is a great partner. We love them to death. So we're going to see their folks there too. We're going to see, I believe, 12 different nonprofit booths there offering free resources, offering, you know, what they do for the public so that more people can get connected. And then, of course, we've got all those great food trucks that are come, some local. We've got tacos and Thai. Shaw Daddy's is supposed to be there. I just saw him. I know that he's having a little trouble with his neck, so we hope we have Shaw Daddy's on Saturday. And, I mean, just a nice, eclectic mix of food, fun, and family good times.
Let's talk music. Sean Kistler, Chris Hawkins, Sullivan's daughter.
Yes.
What are we talking music-wise?
These are wonderful solo acts throughout the county. I know Sean from years ago. I used to actually be a server bartender for Olivia's in Monmouth. Shout out to Ray Standard. A lot of great music heard there. And when I was organizing this festival, I remembered Sean Kistler, and I was like, hey, let's get him in on it. I think that he's going to be a great opening act. Chris Hawkins actually got a hold of me. I saw what he was able to do through his YouTube, and I was like, hey, welcome aboard. And Sullivan's daughter, Erin, I actually know from the theater. She's got a set of pipes on her that are unparalleled, and we are very pleased to be offering a closing act of her caliber at this festival, with the inaugural festival of Raising Grace.
For families coming out with kids, what's there to do for them?
Well, like I said, we got that wonderful face painting. You can come in, get, you know, be your favorite Ninja Turtle, Barbie character. I'm trying to think. I might be dating myself a bit here. Bluey. I'm just going to talk about Bluey.
Go Bluey.
We've got some very fun yard games. I think we got Yahtzee, bags. I want to say there's a giant Jenga. Don't hold me to that one, though. We also have... trying to think here, the family friendly activities. There's definitely more than that. Oh, we've got a craft table where you'll actually be able to color the suns as well and make your message to Knox County seniors. We have sidewalk chalk, really just very accessible, family friendly fun, and to be able to come and enjoy the music and just take a load off and hopefully get a nice bite to eat, support seniors. One of the things that I haven't mentioned is that there will be several ways to donate, whether you want to give us cash, check, or golden kookaran. We will find a way to support seniors, and then that money actually goes to immediately and positively affect community seniors. So that's something that to look forward to. We will have QR codes, and then we will also have a wonderful silent auction that has shaped up to just be fantastic. I'm actually in the midst of sorting everything out today, so I can't even tell you of all the great, amazing businesses that are joining us. But I am so pleased to see such a wonderful public outpouring of support from local businesses between Sunshine for Seniors and the silent auctions, and, you know, everyone that is involved in Raising Grace between the nonprofits and the vendors and the sponsors. I mean, it's just been really... a really humbling effect on me to be able to see all of these folks who know how important it is to take care of our senior citizens.
Well, and Sunshine for Seniors, can you talk about that campaign a little bit and what it was all about?
Yeah, Sunshine for Seniors is our later in the year answer for our former Put Your Heart Into It event. And I've been here several times talking about Put Your Heart Into It, is where we go and we team up with the wonderful folks at Thrive Community Services. They make us these construction sons by the bowlful, hundreds, and we go and we petition various businesses throughout Knox County and say, hey, do you want to... appear as a champion of Knox County seniors? Do you want to support Knox County seniors? Take these sons, mount them somewhere prominent in your business, and then provide at least one day where there's a unique selling point that directly benefits VNA and Knox County seniors. And we have just been having a lot of fun this entire month of June with businesses like Stir in Knoxville. The Beehive in Knoxville is another one that's done, you know, all month long. Iron Spike here in town has, they changed the name of their beer to Elderbrow. And we get a dollar for every pint that's sold in the month of June, and that's just fantastic. Nice. We love those types of things. Bar 65 does a charity cocktail. We just got done with Scoops for Seniors over at LIMS. I mean, LIMS, Danny, he's an institution in the town. He's actually been with put your heart into it. And now Sunshine for Seniors, he's one of two businesses that have been with us from the very start. So these are people that believe in what we do. They see us in the community. They see us taking care of their grandparents, of their parents, and they realize that it's an essential service.
Talk a little more about the Community Beacon Award.
Yes, I am very, very pleased about this. Shirley Chu is an amazing woman with all of the philanthropy that she does here in the community, not just for seniors. We are obviously going to highlight the senior philanthropy, but she has helped so much with the VNA, with Alzheimer's, with dementia-friendly Galesburg, that, I mean, she is never more than one phone call away. And I can even tell you a story of, you know, we have a kitchen manager. She's amazing. She comes in every day. But, you know, people sometimes get sick. We don't have a backup. It's me back there trying to make chicken and noodles. You know, think of the worst I Love Lucy episode you've ever seen. And basically, you know, she's one phone call away. I called her. I was like, look, my cook is sick today. I still want to continue the meal. A lot of people they really, really depend on the meal. And she was just like, say no more. And within about maybe 2 hours, I had more chicken and noodles than I was able to carry. I actually put my back out. But that's just a great story about Shirley and how she's just always there for the community. And she's always there for Knox County seniors when the VNA needs it. And last year, she was helping us very thoroughly, and I said to her, I was like, you know, Shirley, someone ought to name an award after you with as much as you do in this community. And then this year, when we were starting to really think about Raising Graze, I said, you know what? We're going to name an award after you. So VNA is going to present the Shirley Chu Community Beacon Award to Miss Shirley Chu on the 27th. So if you are a part of the community and you've ever been touched by Miss Chu and all of her wonderful philanthropy that she does, we would love to see you there to help us celebrate. It's going to be just a wonderful way to honor her. I got two beautiful plaques made. Didn't cheap out. They're not the particle board ones. We got some really, really nice plaques. And then, you know, we're hoping to continue this trend and inspire others to have that level of giving, that level of altruism that Shirley exhibits in her everyday life. She said to me a few years ago when we first started getting connected that, you know, you want to be on the side that gives the meal. And it's very profound. It's very simple, but it's very profound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, plus Shirley Chu is a shoe-in. I mean, but next year you're going to have a hard time picking a winner.
Oh, absolutely. those are big shoes to fill, but that's what we're hoping is that we inspire folks with this award to say, you know, it doesn't have to just be Shirley.
Right.
That there are folks in this community that work their butts off, and we know and we want to celebrate them as well, and we want to make sure that, you know, those folks understand that our seniors appreciate all of what they give to this community.
And every dollar raised stays local.
Yes, that's the beauty of it, is that you're not donating money and then you hear that this money went actually, you know, way up north or it's going to the feds. One of the beautiful things about raising the money locally is it actually helps us unlock federal funding, our Title III funding. So, you know, we've talked before about cash matches and all that stuff. So anytime that we raise money, you know, within that threshold, we're basically getting a return of $7 for every dollar raised. And then anything raised over that threshold is put directly into the program, almost always directly into home-delivered meals because it is our flagship program.
Right.
It is the program that really is the nuts and bolts.
Right. Well, guys, we're getting low on time. But coming up Saturday, June 27th, free admission, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. At Thrive Community Service on Windish Drive. What's the one thing that people take away from that morning?
I'm hoping that they'll just see the fellowship and the joy behind helping your community and being able to support community seniors.
Where can people go find out more about VNA Community Service or get involved beyond this weekend?
Absolutely. Show up to our Senior Center, 2262 Grand Avenue here in Galesburg. If there's a way you want to help Knox County seniors, we can make it happen, whether it's through our engaged programming. You know, I just actually had some seniors help us out just yesterday, some wonderful garden fairies came in and took care of our memorial garden and our grandparent produce garden, and it is looking like we are going to be feeding the entire community with these vegetables right now, and I feel really great about that. And it's really great on me because we come up with these programs, and we're like, either you do them or I'm the one who's out there watering and weeding. So thank you so much to those wonderful garden fairies who came. But really, anything that you want to do, we can find a way to make it beneficial to Knox County seniors.
Yes, we are out of time. Jay, do you have anything else for Michael?
No,
Michael, anything else you like? We forgot to ask you or like to mention before we let you go.
No, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's involved, to our sponsors, to the people involved in Sunshine for Seniors. If I know that this week we've got a big one going on with the Landmark. Go and get your crepes for a cause. Can't ever get a bad thing over there at the Landmark. I'm going to be really enjoying some bisque here probably a little later today. So good times to be had by all.
There you go. A big thank you, Michael, for coming in. Michael Bennett, V&A Community Services, Raise and Graze, this Saturday, June 27th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thrive Community Services, 2015 Windish Drive in Galesburg. Free admission, and we'll have more at WGIL.com. Michael, one last thing. Before Amber Bocott left, I had her take us out. She had to hone in her previous radio skills from college.
Oh,
so I'm
going
to have you do the same thing, okay? So why don't you give me a we got a Fox Business Report up next. This is WGIL.
We got a Fox Business Report up next. This is WGIL.